Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion missionary, Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the weight of the broad way to hellfire and put you on the road to heaven. Praise God. Amen. Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls from their sins. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. And we're here on radio to preach the gospel, like we always been doing down through the years. As we enter into the brand new year 2024, we on a note to get more deeper in God. And the message is, it's time to get serious now. It's time to get serious. Time out for playing church. We're going to continue the message on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those who are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to get serious, people. People playing too much. Amen. All last year, the year before, and the year before that, preachers are playing. Members are playing. I'm telling you, people are compromising. Just look at the news, what you heard, talking about, amen, how that preachers are compromising. Amen. People trying to please the public, please the people, please people, not giving no, amen, regard to God's word. But it's time to get serious about your soul. It's time to get serious, people, because God is not playing. He wants people to meet his standard of holiness. And Jesus came into the world to make it possible so we can meet God's standard of holiness. I'm telling you, because Jesus come to save you from your sins. Not to save you in it, but to save you from it. Amen. Stop messing with the devil. Let the devil alone. Amen. That song people sing, Missionary Velvet, Satan, I'll put you out.
Amen.
Satan, I'll put you out. I'll put you out of my life. I can't use you no more. I'm telling you, because you can't mix light with darkness. You can't do that. God is light. Darkness is sin. And you can't mix light with darkness. So you got to make up your mind. Stop playing church. Stop playing with the devil. Give the world up. Give up sin. Turn your heart totally to the Lord, so that the Lord can really change your life and make your life brand new. Praise God. Amen. We're going to continue the message on today. We got my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, that's full of, amen, I'm telling you, she's full of the good works that God has put in her soul. Praise God. Amen. And she's going to minister today on the broadcast. Praise God. All right, Missionary Velvet, praise the Lord, is in your hands. Praise God.
The Lord. The Lord is so good. I never get tired of saying how good the Lord is. He said when praises go up, blessings will come down. The more we praise him, the better we will feel, and the better the Lord will continue to bless us and provide whatever we need from him, because he is always there for us. And I say, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the only one that can get us back into our rightful place with our Father. And I am so glad that we have this opportunity that to be able to get ourselves right. It's the beginning of a new year. People always say, I'm making a new year resolution. And let that resolution be that I'm going to be more determined to serve the Lord. That I'm going to grab a hold to him and I'm not going to let him go. And that's what the Lord gave me a song a few years back. And it has came back to me recently. And I want to share the word with you. Listen to the words and apply them to yourself. And believe that the Lord can do anything but fail. Have that determined. Don't let go. Don't give in until he blesses you. Have that determined. Don't let go. Don't give in until he blesses you. Because God is not slack concerning his promise. He said it, and then he will perform it. So have that determined. Don't give in. Don't let go until he blesses you. He that asked is shall be given. He that seeketh shall find it. He that knocketh in the door shall be opened. So you see, you must have that determined. Don't let go. Don't give in until he blesses you. Have that determined. Don't let go. Don't give in until he blesses you, until he blesses you. He said, he that cometh to him, and he that asks anything according to his will, and he believe it, he shall receive it. So you see again, you must have that determined. Don't give up, don't let go. Don't give in until he blesses you. And I say, I think about Jacob. He wrestled with the angel until the break of day. The angel tried to get loose, but Jacob held on even tighter. And it became so rough that his jaw became out of socket. I can imagine how painful it was, but he would not let go. He would not let go. He would not let go until he was blessed. And you know the story. You can read it, how he was blessed. His name was changed to Israel. So you see, we all must have that determined mind. We must not let go. We must not give in until he blesses us, till he blesses us. He said he would fulfill every good desire. So if you want to be saved, don't let go, don't give in until he sets you free. You want your body to be healed. You believe that by his stripes we are healed. So hold on, have that determined mind. Don't give up, don't give in. Hold on until he blesses you. Have that determined mind. Don't give up, don't let go. Hold on until he blesses you. Hold on until he blesses you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Praise God. That's
Hallelujah.
So wonderful.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Lord. Coming from my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Telling us to hold on. Don't let go.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To the Lord blesses you.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Just like Jacob wrestled with the angel.
Hallelujah.
He wouldn't let that angel go until
Hallelujah.
He blessed him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even though the angel knocked his, amen, leg out of socket. I'm telling you, like Missionary Velvet said, that was painful. But he didn't let that pain cause him to let go his blessing. So many times people are so quick to give up. Amen. So quick to give up on their blessing. Saying, well, it won't meant for me anyway. Amen. Why give up? Don't give up. Just hold on. Hold on. The answer is on its way. The answer is coming. Just hold on. Praise God. Amen. Hold on. Glory to God. Because it's time to get serious. When you really want something, you won't just, amen, give up. But you'll keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on asking. But when folk really don't want something, they quit to give up. Stop asking for it. Because they really didn't want it anyway. Praise God. That's the reason why the Bible said in St. Matthew 7:7, Missionary Velvet, what did Jesus say here? In St. Matthew 7:7, what did he say?
Praise God. Lord.
Amen. Because it's time to get serious, people. It's time to get serious. Because God is no play toy.
Ask and it shall be given you.
That's what Jesus said. Said, ask and it shall be given.
Seek and ye shall find.
Seek and ye shall find.
Knock. And it shall be open unto
Amen.
You.
Amen. Knock and the door shall be open unto you.
But now, everyone that asks to receive it.
Now that's the key. You got to keep on asking.
And he that seeketh findeth.
You got to keep on seeking.
And to him that knocketh it shall be open.
And you got to keep on knocking. Amen. Don't just give up, but keep on knocking. Keep on seeking. Keep on asking for it. Amen. That means you really want it. You heard me? Praise God. But if folks quit to give up, that means you really don't want it. Praise God. That's what I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. But it's time to get serious. When you're serious about your soul, you'll keep on asking. You won't stop. But you'll keep on asking. You'll just keep on asking. Just asking, asking. Don't give up. Just keep on asking. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, keep on asking. Amen. Won't take no for answer, but keep on asking. And the Lord will sure enough grant you your request because you are hungry, you are thirsty after righteousness. When someone
amen,
thirsty,
amen, amen.
They want water. They won't stop
yes,
until they get water.
Yes.
When they're hungry, they won't stop until they eat food. You heard me? And they're not choosing either. They ready to eat food. Praise God. But when when people are not hungry, when they're not thirsty, they get choosy. Saying, I want it this way. I want it that way. Amen. In order for me to eat it, you got to do it this way. You got to put enough salt in it. You got to put enough seasoning in it. Because they're really not that hungry. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise God. But when you are hungry, you don't care. As long as it's edible and it will nourish your body, you eat it. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. That's why Jesus said what he said. Because he knows. When you really want him, ain't nothing going to stop you. You're going to seek the Lord till you find him. Praise God. Amen. Because you really want the Lord. Glory to God. It's time to get serious, people. Let's go to the lesson, Missionary Velvet. Amen. 1 Peter 1. And pick up at verse number 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Which according to his abundant mercy.
According to his abundant mercy.
Has begotten us again unto a lively hope.
A lively hope.
By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
We are lively hope. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus put life in our soul. When Jesus put life in your soul, he makes you alive. You're not dead to the world. You're not dead, amen, dead in the world of sin. But you're dead to the world of sin. Praise God. I'm telling you, the world don't excite you. Amen. But you're alive in Jesus Christ. You're alive in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm alive in Jesus Christ, but I'm dead to the world. Amen. I'm not, amen, like the people that ain't got no life in their soul. When they ain't got no life in their soul, they're dead in sin. I'm not dead in sin. But I'm alive in Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm dead to the world of sin. Praise God. Hold the lesson and give me Romans 6:11. What did the Bible say in Romans 6:11? What did that Bible say? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The Lord wants us to be dead to the world. Praise God. Amen. Romans 6:11. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you are dead to the world don't excite you. You hear me?
It said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? When you are alive unto God, unto Jesus Christ, you are dead to the world.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
That you should obey it in the lust thereof.
That you should obey it in the lust thereon, ear therein. Let you know when Jesus come in, a certain thing saved people do not do. When you're a child of God, when you're saved, there are certain things you do not do. A saved person do not commit adultery. A saved person do not commit fornication. A saved person do not be lying. Do not use profanity. You heard me? A saved person do not be indulging in witchcraft. A saved person don't be playing cards, gambling. Playing cards and card games. That's not for a saved person, a child of God. I let people know that. Amen. Gambling and doing. Playing the lottery. That's not for a child of God. Going to them gambling casinos and things. That's not for a child of God. Praise God. Amen. People need to understand, know that. There's a difference in a life of a Christian from the world. When Christ come in you, he put a difference there. He put a change in your life. Amen. Because Christ bring forth a change. If your life haven't changed, you need to get some old Jesus. Because when Jesus come in you, he changes your life. Your attitude changes. You don't be, amen, flying off the handle. Get mad and all. Like they call it, when people get mad, call it the devil is in them. But when Christ come in you, you got an anger against sin. You are angry against the devil. You heard me? There's a difference in anger and mad. And people need to understand and know that. That's why I tell people. When you are angry against sin, that's controlled. You are controlled by the Holy Ghost. You don't tolerate sin. You can't stand sin. Therefore, you got an anger because God is angry. Praise the Lord. Therefore, you're angry because God is in your soul. Praise God. Amen. When you got Christians compromising because they don't have the Lord. You, amen, compromising with the devil, you don't have Jesus. Praise the Lord. But when God is angry, you're angry. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. But the devil get mad. When you're mad, you're out of control. When you're out of control, you start cursing. When you're out of control, amen, people be abusing people. That's where child abuse come in. Because folks is out of control. Amen. But when you're angry, you are controlled. See, God's anger is controlled. You hear me? When you're controlled, there's certain things sanctified people or saved people don't do. Saved people don't be cursing. Saved people don't be going out in a rage. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Because, amen, you got that calmness about you. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus bring forth a calmness. Praise God. Amen. But you're angry against sin. You are angry against the devil. Praise the Lord. Look at Jesus. Took that whip and whipped them people out of that temple that was selling and doing in God's house. Amen. Took a whip and whipped them out of there. Amen. When you got that anger of God in you, you'll whip out sin. Get it out your house. Get them curse items out your house. Get that smoking devil out of there. Get that drug, that marijuana mess out your house. Praise God. Amen. Don't allow no, amen, people drinking no Miller High Life, no Budweiser, and all that devilish mess in your house. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. Because the anger of God is in your heart. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Let's go back to the word of God. Go back to 1 Peter. What does it say, Missionary Velvet?
The fourth verse. To inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ of the dead, to an inheritance of incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. There you know. Amen. When you get this life in your soul, you're going to a place not made by hands. I'm going to a mansion not made by hands. I'm telling you, it's incorruptible. That means no thief can get up in there. No stealing can get up in there. We're going to a place up in glory. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Folk need to get serious about their soul and get ready to meet eternity. Amen. So many people are so caught up in the devil's trap, they feel like when you're dead, the dead don't know nothing. The devil got them fooled like that. Amen. But it's time to wake up people from that lie. I'm telling you, it's time to get serious here. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Where is that missionary veil?
Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation.
Amen. We are kept by the power of God. When we're kept by the power of God, we can live holy. We can live right.
Ready to be revealed in the last time.
Amen. Ready to be revealed in these last days. Let you know, amen, God got somebody living holy. Everybody's not a crook. You heard me? So many crooks out there because folks not serious. Got all these crooks in the church. Amen. Blind lead the blind. They're all going to fall into the ditch. And that ditch is hell. You heard me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Church leaders going to hell and the members going to hell right behind them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Folks, amen, preaching these weak sermons. Acting like, amen, amen, you got the sin. Amen. Nobody can live free from sin. All that stuff. Start out for that stuff. It's time to get serious about your soul. Time to get serious about your soul. Stop saying these things. Time to get serious about your soul. Time Jesus come to save people from their sin. You heard me? Take sin out of you. That's what he come to do. Amen. Stop, amen, preaching these weak sermons. And start, amen, start getting sanctified through the blood. Praise God. People pretending they got the Holy Spirit. Amen. God don't put his spirit in no sinner. He don't put his spirit among no devil. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Well, David was a man after God's own. Let me get you straight about David. People are trying to go to heaven off of David. David didn't have what it takes to go to heaven in his lifetime. He had to die and wait for Jesus to come. And Jesus had to get King David straight. So stop trying to think you're going to heaven off of what David did back in his time. David had to wait for Jesus. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Folks are going to die and go to hell thinking about thee trying to live like King David lived. But I've got a news to let you know. If you want to mock somebody, you need to get your eyes off of King David and get your eyes on Jesus. The one who did no sin. No, neither was even guile found in his mouth. Amen. If you want to go to heaven. Because Jesus is the one that leads us to heaven. That's not King David, but Jesus. Praise God. Amen. It's time out for playing church, trying to look for excuses to justify sin. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Folk got to get right with God. Praise the Lord. Get right. Get serious about your soul. Where is that missionary velvet?
Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation.
Now, when I preach like this, the devil is mad. When the devil is mad, he going to try you and throw trials because he know I'm preaching the truth. He know I'm preaching the real word of God. So the devil going to get mad and try to cause hardships to come. Call trials and tests because he don't want the people to hear this. He don't want people to hear this. But I got news to let you know. Amen. When you got trials coming your way, you got hardships coming your way, that'll sign you on the right road. I'm going to keep on traveling. I'm going to keep on pressing my way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because I'm on my way to heaven. And I feel like pressing my way. I'm telling you. Praise God. Amen. You see, amen, Peter and them, they had a hard time. The apostles had a hard time. Because they were preaching the truth. Preaching the real word of God.
I'm telling you. With the trials of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish.
Amen. I'm telling you the truth. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold and silver.
Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Glory and appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. We suffer now so we can range with him up in glory. How are you going to suffer with him if you busy trying to live off prosperity? Amen. Can't stand when someone, amen, look at you wrong. You can't stand stuff. You can't take nothing. Amen. You ain't suffering nothing. You ain't suffering nothing. Praise the Lord. But, amen, these people, look at what Peter went through. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, they put him in prison. Amen. I'm telling you, they crucified him. He wanted to be crucified upside down. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to the Lord. Giving honor to his Savior, Jesus Christ. But I got news to let you know. When Christ come in you, when the Lord save you, he bring you out of sin and cause you to be a child of God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Cause you to be a child of God. Yes, he will. Cause you to be saved. sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, it's time to get serious about your soul. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, the coronavirus, the RSV virus, whatever that is. Lord Jesus, amen. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver the people from by the power of God. Lord, look on the people that's in jails and prison. Touch them, Lord. Lord, deliver them from all them demons and devils out there. Lord, those that want to commit them horrible crimes of murder. Lord, those that want to commit them horrible crimes of rape. Lord, whatever. Lord, cast them demons and devils out to people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, set them free by your divine power. In Jesus' name. Lord, those that got mental illness, Lord, regulate their mind. Restore them in their right mind. In Jesus' name, Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the precious Holy Ghost. Kind of done in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. 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 Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful
praise
pain,
Sam,
missionary
Sam,
Bill.
Praise Him. The song say, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves each and every one of us. You believe that Jesus really loves you. He cares about what's going on in your life and what's going to happen to you. So you believe that message in the prayer that Ella Holmes has prayed. You have been set free. You have been blessed. And you have been revived and restored. And you keep on that pathway. And keep on praying and keep on seeking Him. Until He mold you and make it to the man and woman, boy and girl that you need to be while you're in this world. So that you can be prepared to go with Him when He comes back for you. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, if He has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. He has not thrown you away. He is there with His arms wide open waiting for you to walk on in and say, here I am. And He would be there for you. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. The Lord is there for you too. He is able to heal, save, and deliver you too. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. As we go into the jails and prisons to minister the word of God to those that behind prison bars. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write our ministry with Spanish material because Jesus loves the Spanish speaking people. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.